Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 31, Johannesburg and Mbombela 29. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party's National Executive Committee will have the final say about the future of its Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal provincial structures. This after the party lost a majority of its supporters during the 2024 national and provincial elections in the two provinces. Mbalula told the media at an ANC-NEC meeting in Boksburg the structures of the party in the two affected provinces are fully aware of the current situation.
In the KwaZulu-Natal, we registered 17%, and in Gauteng, it is 35%. So it's not only a blame game, like all others would like to say. It is the considered view of the NEC that we've got to intervene in whatever form to strengthen the African National Congress in these particular provinces.
The Minister of Correctional Services, Pieter Groenewald, has encouraged inmates to remain hopeful as education is key to success. This as the Correctional Services class of 2024 was celebrating their 96.2% pass rate. A total of 171 pupils from 17 correctional schools across the country wrote the 2024 matric exam and 104 obtained a bachelor's pass.
And that key is going to open many doors for your future. But remember, a key opens locked doors. You have to turn that key to unlock that door. May you use that key and turn it and unlock your future for building a better nation for South Africa.
The EFF says the Stilfontein tragedy must serve as a turning point, a moment when South Africa finally confronts the systemic injustices that dehumanize black and undocumented people and perpetuate cycles of violence. The EFF's Sam Mayatsi says recently 216 illegal miners have been rescued and 78 bodies have been retrieved following months of government neglect. He says the disaster is a grim reflection of the incompetence of law enforcement.
The treatment of illegal miners, many of whom are foreign nationals, reflect the same dehumanization seen during the Marikana massacre and countless other instances when black people have risen in protest or desperation. The government's action reinforces narrative that certain lives are worthless, a stance the EFF vehemently rejects.
And the long-awaited ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war was briefly delayed as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it would not take effect until the Palestinian militant group provided a list of the hostages to be released. According to reports, Hamas has released the names of three women to be released today. More on jackarandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Emil Pinar for myself and the rest of the news team. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like.
Truth, oh, but you didn't like it. You went home. You're in your pants. I'm by the gate. Now you go alone. Charm all the people you train for. You mean well, but aim low. And I'll make it known, like I'm getting paid. That's just the way life goes. I like to slam doors closed. Trust me, I know it's always about me. I love you, I'm sorry. Two summers from now, we'll have been talking, but not all that.